Before we go, how about a total change of subject and scenery? Lighten up a bit. The latest in our monthly series, Humans of Central Appalachia, based on the hundreds of interviews conducted throughout the region by photographer and videographer Malcolm Wilson. For this episode, we go back a few years to Whitesburg, Kentucky.
My name is Judas Vermillion, V-E-R, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, just like the money.
Mrs. Vermillion passed away in 2016 at the age of 85, but not before Malcolm was able to sit down with this lifelong Whitesburg businesswoman, church worker, and artist, known for her chocolate marbled peanut butter fudge, for some lively storytelling.
Tell your story. Well, what do you want me to tell you about?
About a life lived in the mountains of eastern Kentucky.
I grew up in a coal camp about 10 miles away from here. It's called SECO. That's the initials for Southeast Coal Company. And that's where I grew up. And then when I was a teenager in high school, well, we moved to Whitesburg, and I've been here ever since. I got married right out of high school and raised a family. And then I was widowed, and so I had to get a job right fast. And one of my sons and I did, I had to learn to drive, first thing. And so we did a paper route. We did a morning route and an evening route, and we lived on that. And then I opened a custard stand, and I did that till the highway came along, and people couldn't get in and out anymore. So after that, I ran restaurants, half a dozen different ones here in town and around.
On our website, esweku.com, under the Humans of Central Appalachia tab, you'll find a photo of Mrs. Vermillion posing with a result of one of her many labors of love, painting.
Well, I like flowers, of course, and then just nature scenes of any sort, or just whatever comes along, you know. Depends on what happens this evening. Never know what might just be out there.
If you had asked Judith Vermillion about her home place, she would tell you without hesitation.
I love the mountains. I've heard people say from away from here, when they came into the mountains, they felt closed in. I said, I just feel hugged. I consider it a blessing to be in the mountains. And they protect us a lot, too, because, you know, family that's away from here get a lot worse weather conditions than we do. We get the cold as bad as they do, but we don't get the storms and the winds and the tornadoes and the floods and all that as bad as they do. I've got brothers and sisters. I had brothers and sisters and different family members that have, you know, gone other places and had big educations and all that. But they weren't a bit happier than I was. I doubt if they were as happy as I was. I wouldn't swap with them for nothing. They're friendlier here. You know, you hardly see anybody that you don't nod to or grin at or say howdy. And away from here, they just don't do that. They think you're up to something if you speak to them.
Judith Vermillion of Whitesburg, Kentucky. Thanks to Malcolm Wilson for sharing these audio snapshots of the people who call the Appalachian region home. More to come.